T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
535 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday evening. I remind you, daylight saving time is coming to an end. So we'd be in the dark. Chilly weather says to me, I need something to read. Warm weather says to me, I need something to read. What I found throughout the years was a great love for the works of Nelson DeMille. You know this because I've talked about it for years. And a number of years ago, somehow, some way, we were able to convince Nelson to come on this program and just spend some time. And to me, I was like a little kid. I thought that was great. And he kept coming back, and it was fantastic. Last time, and it's been a while, last time that he visited here, he was here with his son, Alex. And they were working on a project together. And as you know, Nelson passed away, and Alex apparently continued the book, finished the book. I want to hear all about this. Alex is joining us. Alex DeMille. Alex, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
I'm thrilled to hear your voice. I am saddened not to hear your dad's voice. I was just a tremendous fan. I don't want to say admirer. That sounds too fancy. I was a fan. I loved that work. But last time the two of you were here, now you have picked up the mantle and finished the book all on your own. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a challenging experience. He got sick in late 2023.
Right.
And he was supposed to be writing his own book, his solo book. So that got shelved, obviously. So we decided I would start, you know, this other planned book we had instead. And so he and I, fortunately, had already done some of the groundwork. We'd kind of come up with a pitch together and a proposal. But the publisher had already accepted. So I kind of had a blueprint to get started on. But yeah, it was, you know, he went through a whole thing with, you know, he had esophageal cancer. He started chemo. He was in the hospital for a while, and I was just kind of, you know, focused half on that and half on writing. And part of me thought, you know, I shouldn't be, I just want to have all my time with him. But it was, in a way, you know, I was finishing the work that he and I started. So it felt like appropriate. And certainly it's what he wanted to happen anyway. So
yeah,
but it was a tough year. I'll say that.
I can only begin to imagine. I know what it's like to lose a dad. I don't know what it's like to lose a dad that you were working on this book with. And it's just, it's amazing to me that you said, okay, well, I'm going to finish. I have to imagine, you tell us, but you're finishing the book, writing the book, has to be in many ways a tribute to your dad.
Yeah, you know, it did feel that way. It definitely felt that way. And you know, I was sending him pages, and I remember thinking to myself, you know, I didn't want to send him anything. Like, I want him to focus on. And we were all optimistic, you know.
Sure.
We had a lot of reasons not to be, given his age and the diagnosis, but we were anyway. And so So I kind of wanted him to just rest and focus. But I did realize that it was good for him to have this, you know, mm-hmm. to focus on. At the same time, I mean, the man was a perfectionist to the end. So he wouldn't actually read anything I gave him unless he was having a really good day. So it was heartening when I would get notes back from him. And you wouldn't know this was a guy going through chemo. I mean, he was as sharp as ever. But unfortunately, those good weeks, you know, started to dwindle.
Sure.
So I began to continue the book knowing he might never read what I was writing. And then, of course, when he passed away, there was still a significant chunk of the book left. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when that happened, it was hard. But, you know, I kind of almost had more license to have his voice in my head, which it's always there anyway. You know, I mean, we're co-writing. I was never trying to parrot his voice, but, you know, he's my dad. I grew up with him, so it's there anyway, whether you like it or not. But I think after he passed away, it really almost became amplified. And I almost had this dialogue, you know, with this imagined version of him and this imagined reader, this imagined co-writer, this imagined editor. Yeah. So I found it became a different process for me.
Wow.
Before ever sending it to my actual editor, it was really this kind of thing going on in my head with him.
Well, I tell you, Alex, you know, your dad, as you know, has been on this program many, many times, and he was very clear. He thought you were a damn good writer, and I just have to imagine that he is thrilled that you have literally picked up the pen or put pen to paper and continue this. So tell me a little bit about the book. Are these characters we're going to recognize? Is it a brand new adventure?
It's a brand new adventure with recurring characters, male-female Army CID team. So CID, yep. For anybody who doesn't know, they're basically the detective branch of the Army. So any crimes that involve investigation would kind of fall on them, especially, you know, high-profile major crimes. So Scott Brody, Maggie Taylor, and the first book, The Deserter, it was kind of a manhunt story taking place in Venezuela. The second book, Bloodlines, it was a murder mystery set in Berlin. And for this one, they're sent to a remote, secretive army camp, fictional camp that I made up called Camp Hayden in the Mojave Desert, to investigate a murder of a scientist. Well, whether it's called a murder is itself a question, because he was killed by what they're calling a lethal autonomous weapon. And it becomes a big question of if this thing is autonomous, did it choose to do this to him, or was it programmed, or was it sabotaged, or, you know, so you get into the whole things about AI and robotics and stuff like that. But it's a standalone adventure. You don't have to have read the other two.
Okay.
But if you did read the other two, this, you know, we kind of developed their character and their relationship from what had happened in the first two books.
Yeah. Well, now, Alex DeMille, I will remind you, you're speaking to Jeff Katz. Of course I read the other two, and I'm looking forward to reading this one. But are you casting aspersions on our future robot overlords that they might be capable of taking us out at a moment's notice?
It might be risky of me to be doing that.
They could be your next set of editors, sir.
Oh, my God. To me, it's easy to... You don't want to overstate the case about how dangerous the stuff is. I also kind of feel like it's impossible to overstate the case. And things are progressing so fast. And we see it in banal ways, right? In our lives, we see it when we use Google.
Yep.
Or for me, I've started getting all these emails from people who want to be my, market my book and sell their services to me. And they're all written by AI. It's very obvious to me. So I'm getting this barrage of AI bothering me all the time now.
Yeah. Do you think there's a threat to, maybe not you, maybe not me, we grew up with great writers, some of us, like you, are great writers, but our kids, our grandkids, who are going to be raised on AI-written stuff, are they going to know the difference?
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to believe that they will. I have to believe. When the whole image generation thing started, I said, thank God this thing doesn't even know how to make a human hand. Like, every hand had, like, 8 fingers. But then that got better, you know? So every time AI gets better, I get a little sad about it. But I have to believe that it's just based upon, you know, I'm no expert, but just based on how I understand that they work, that it works. It's predictive, right? It predicts, and it has a word, and it has a whole model to predict what the next word should be. And that's all just based upon sucking up all this information and sucking up art. So it's inherently derivative. It's not reasoning. It might pretend, it might have an illusion of reasoning, but it's not. Maybe that will be a whole other thing that happens. I have no idea, but I have to believe that. Well, no, I also have to believe that there's a value in people appreciating and taking an art that they know is also created by other people.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Is this now the end for Alex DeMille? You have finished this book that you started with your dad, or are you all in and saying I'm moving forward? I'm going to write more.
I'm having fun. I would like to keep going with it. I honestly enjoy the process. Writing this book in this terrible year I had, it kind of made me appreciate how much I actually enjoy writing. It was kind of almost a shelter from the grief a little bit. I like it. I have a proposal for another, not this series, but a new character, new thriller that my agents are shopping around as we speak.
Oh, wow. I love that. Alex DeMille is joining us. So, Alex, some of my favorite authors have been on this program throughout the years. Your dad obviously told me about his process. Brad Thor is another guy who is here on a pretty regular basis and says he approaches it like anybody would approach a job. At such and such a time, I sit down in front of the computer and I write until such and such a time. What's your process?
I have kind of two different processes depending on what's going on in my life. But I have the kind of 9-to-5 process where I go to the same place all the time. I have like a workspace in my neighborhood here that I go to. And I'll kind of start in the morning and force myself to put in a certain number of hours, you know, because not every day is going to be a good day, but you kind of have to trudge along anyway, because you don't always know what day is going to be the good day until it comes around. So for me, it's putting in the time. And then also putting in the time of writing poorly and understanding why you're writing poorly and then doing a better job of it and revising. But then my other process when I'm kind of under the gun is my in-laws have a second home in upstate New York, and it's been like an incredible refuge for me. So I'll go up there alone and just kind of lose my mind a little bit and be there alone for a week and start, you know, talking to myself and having a lot of fun having intense, I'll start writing at like 2 p.m. and I'll finish at like 3 a.m. and then I'll sleep for a while. And the outside world just goes away. So that's kind of an amazing luxury, you know, that I have sometimes. So it's a balance between those two modes.
Wow. I love that. Well, Alex, tell us how we get the book.
It's everywhere as of tomorrow, Tuesday, October 28th. It'll be, you know, you can pre-order right now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any independent bookstore that has a web portal, or you can go into your bookstores tomorrow. It should be everywhere.
Okay. Well, we will get it up and share it. I hope you don't mind. I've shared all of your dad's books through the years on our Jeff Katz show book club page on the website. I'm going to put this in there as well. But I am going to ask you the same question I always asked your father, which is I have a shelf with signed books from people I appreciate and I enjoy. Would you mind signing one of the copies of this to me?
Oh, not at all. I'd be happy to do it. And I'll send it to you. And on that subject, anybody who buys a book can get a signed book plate from me and a bookmark. I have a I have a web form up. It's if you go to my Instagram profile at Alex DeMille, and you look at my links, it'll be there. It's also on my I post on my Facebook page, Alex DeMille Author. So anybody who fills that out, who's bought the book, I will mail a signed book plate to. But I'll definitely sign and get you a copy.
I love it. Great, man. I'm going to put you back on hold. Jeremy's going to get you the information you need for that. That is Alex DeMille. Yes, he is Nelson DeMille's son. You and I love the work that Nelson did throughout the years. I cannot wait to read the new book from Alex, and looking forward to all the stuff he does moving forward. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.